Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something pretty fundamental that's probably changing right under your nose. It's all about how people are searching online now, and crucially, what that means if you run a local service business.
Exactly. And our mission really is to unpack this shift. What's actually happening? How does it hit your online visibility? And most importantly, what can you do about it? We've been digging into an article that really highlights how AI is flipping the script on search.
Okay, so let's paint the picture. The old way. You needed, say, a plumber. You'd go to Google, type plumber near me, right? Yeah. And you'd get pages and pages of blue links. Click, compare, click again.
That's it. The searcher did all the work, basically. Sifting, sorting. But that's not really how it's working for a growing number of people. Yeah. Now they're asking questions directly to things like Google's AI search, Bing Copilot, even ChatGPT.
Right, asking things like, who's the best emergency plumber in downtown? And here's the kicker, isn't it? Instead of that list of links, the AI often just gives an answer, a summary, maybe names one or two businesses.
Precisely. And that leads to this really critical point for businesses. You either show up in that AI summary, you're the recommendation, or for that searcher, you might as well be invisible because they're not scrolling down endless pages anymore. They got their answer.
So thinking about, you know, traditional SEO, all the things people focused on, keywords, backlinks, writing super long blog posts for every little topic.
Yeah.
Are those tactics just less important now for getting found this way?
They're certainly less directly impactful for appearing in these AI summaries. Keyword stuffing, forget it. Chasing tons of backlinks, not the main driver here. These AI engines, they're looking for different signals when they decide what information to trust and present.
Okay, so what are they looking for? If I want my business in that AI summary, what should my website focus on?
Well, the source material really emphasizes structured content, making it super clear and easy for an AI to understand what you do, where you do it, how to contact you, think labels. Scannable content is also huge. Clear headings, short paragraphs, you know, local relevance, obviously critical for service businesses. Signal your area clearly. And overarching all of that is trustworthiness. Does your site seem credible and reliable?
And the article made another interesting point. The AI often only pulls from a very small number of websites to build its answer.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's not scanning the whole web every time. It identifies a few sites it trusts on a topic and relies heavily on them. So it's not just about being on the list. It's about being one of the trusted sources the AI looks at.
Being in that, like, inner circle.
Exactly. You need to be in that curated group.
Now, this sounds maybe a bit daunting, but the article actually framed this whole shift as a potential opportunity, especially for local service businesses. Why is that?
Because, frankly, a lot of your competitors probably haven't caught on yet. They're likely still playing the old SEO game, focusing on those blue links. They might not even realize that this new AI search behavior is happening or how significant it is. That gives you a window.
Ah, so if you adapt now, if you structure your website in a way that AI understands and crucially trusts,
you can potentially leapfrog competitors. Instead of just trying to rank slightly higher on a long list, you could become the answer the AI gives. You could effectively, you know, replace those other businesses in the eyes of these AI-powered search tools.
That is a completely different way to think about online visibility. It's not just ranking. It's being the chosen one, almost.
Yeah.
The article had this great question to sort of focus the mind. What would it take for an AI assistant to trust my website enough to quote it?
And that really is the million-dollar question now, isn't it? It forces you to think about your website not just as marketing material, but as a reliable source of information. Is it clear? Is it accurate? Is it structured logically? Is it demonstrably trustworthy? That's the benchmark.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, the way people find information, find local services, it's fundamentally changing because of AI.
Uh-huh. And for local businesses, that means shifting focus, less on just old school SEO tactics.
And more on making your website incredibly clear, structured, locally focused, and above all, trustworthy, so these AI tools see you as a go-to resource.
Absolutely. Which leads us to that final thought for you to chew on. Knowing that AI wants structured, trustworthy, local info, what's the very first practical step you could take, maybe even today, to make your website more appealing to these AI assistants? Something to think about.
Thanks for joining our deep dive.